Everything is up in the air. 24 hours after lawmakers approved the state budget, Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed it. These two assemblymen got into a yelling match during the debate. Emotions had been running high with yesterday's voter-imposed deadline for a budget. Today, Governor Brown says no to what landed on his desk. He argued his proposed budget last month made more sense, reducing the amount the state needed to raise in taxes and cut in spending. Republican lawmakers refused to put that before the voters. They want spending caps and pension and regulatory reforms first. Bottom line, it is back to square one in Sacramento.
Today, I have vetoed the California state budget. I do so reluctantly, but with clear purpose.
For the first time in history, the state budget has been vetoed. That's big. And it sends a powerful message that all of us have to do more.
The action today was completely unnecessary.
Because we really need a solution, not for 6 months, but a solution for the next several years.
We clearly met the obligation to pass a balanced on-time budget.
It has legally questionable maneuvers. It adds to our wall of debt.
In March, we closed $14 billion worth of the deficit. Yesterday, we balanced the remainder of the budget.
By this meeting today, I asked them, be honest about what we're doing, no smoke and mirrors, and let's make the tough decisions.
What's at issue right now, though, is much more important than pay. What's at issue right now is creating the economic stability for the state of California that's essential.
We're in this fiscal mess because for 10 years, at least, governors and legislators have not been willing to face the music. Well, we're going to get something better. You can be sure of that.
The action today was completely unnecessary.
I think nobody's happy. To talk more about this, the governor's veto and the budget mess, Tim Kavanaugh, once again, senior editor of Reason magazine. The governor has spoken, and oh so quickly.
And this is why we are proud to have Jerry Brown as our governor. Who else could have taken the news away from Anthony Weiner on a day like this?
Well, Weiner was still the lead story. But let me ask you this. So the governor responded, really early this morning, and
early this morning with a great theatrical gesture where he signs a little piece of paper and shoves it away, and I think what you're seeing, some people are happy today. Connie Conway, the Republican Assembly Leader, gave him a statement that was pretty much a standing O. And what's going to be interesting is, although you hear a lot, and although the governor himself in his own speeches keeps saying, we need to lean on the Republicans, we need to negotiate with the Republicans. What's really going to be interesting, though, is seeing how he uses this to triangulate with the Republicans against his own party.
Because Democrats are saying, look, we did a lot of hard work here. We know what you want. You want these Republican votes. How are you going to get it?
Believe it or not, those Democratic legislators are not telling the full truth. They didn't do a lot of hard work. They turned in a budget that was full of exactly the kind of smoke and mirrors that the governor has been denouncing.
But still, they didn't get those four Republican votes they need, Governor Jerry Brown says he needs. How is he going to get them?
I don't know that he is expecting to get them. I think I don't know his strategy, but if I were in his shoes, I would say we are not going to get the voters to approve any new taxes. They have no history of it, and this certainly isn't the time to do it with the economy and the state that it's in. And so he is trying to get his own party, the Democrats, to keep giving back. We've all had to give up. We're all doing less well than we were a few years ago, and we just need the people in politics to do the same.
So his plan to extend these certain taxes and have the voters vote on that, you don't think that's going to happen?
I don't think it's likely to happen. I think it's highly unlikely for voters, and I think all of the history shows you that it's unlikely that voters are going to approve these taxes. So I believe the governor is a realistic person, and somewhere in there he has a plan B, a plan C, a plan D that will include no new taxes. We got to get the budget down to shape.
He hasn't shown us that plan yet, so what happens next?
It's emerging. You know, he's a new age guy. It comes out of the sort of crowdsource. Mm-hmm. I think you're just going to see more negotiation, and I think now is the time, actually, for the Republicans to step up to the plate. They've had a million bullet points that they've given to him, and it's time to dust some of those off and come up with new ways that we can keep cutting this budget and take advantage of this quite a bit of new money that has come in tax revenue that wasn't expected.
Property tax money?
Yes, and okay. Sales and business tax.
So is the pressure on the Republicans, the Democrats, or the governor right now?
Good question. Right now, I would say the Republicans are the ones who need to come in and come up with something that they can sell to the public that says, here's how we get to where we need to be. And then the governor, you know, will make a gesture of coming toward them.
Last question, quickly. Was there a winner today?
The people of California. The budget was a joke, and it's okay. Just as well that it didn't get approved.
Tim Kavanaugh, Reason Magazine. Thank you much.